I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. Turn on your radio, baby, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm gone.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, I didn't know we were talking right now.
Good evening.
Hello. We are not prepared at all. TBH.
That's why you heard Moon Age by Duster
and that's
twice.
Why there's no harp jam, because the playlist is so new that it's not even on my computer yet. Me and Constantine have had a terrible day.
A lot like last week, actually.
No, that was like the week before. Last week was good, right? I think it was the week before last week.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm still sick, Constantine's stressed, and it's just, you know, life is just hard.
Tufts is wasting salt on the sidewalks.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I was complaining about that.
There's still snow everywhere. Also, I can't find the moon. I was looking around. I was, like, looking like an idiot outside of Duwick. I was spinning in circles with, like, looking at the sky, and I couldn't find the moon. So, but tonight the moon is supposed to be the first quarter moon, which is basically, like, half of the moon. which is last time it was like half the moon, we also weren't doing great. So makes, you know, kind of makes sense if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
But we kind of just framed our music with moon / spacey vibes, which wasn't too hard.
Yeah.
We're
taking a step back from the phase of the moon theme today and just making the theme the moon.
Yeah. But this moon is supposed to be about facing obstacles, which maybe that's good for us. Maybe we should be channeling that energy, facing obstacles and overcoming things.
It's funny that we're playing like familiar music.
Yeah.
So I feel like facing obstacles would be like
something like
something a little
crazy.
Bit, yeah, or something newer, something less comfortable.
Yeah. But anyways, this is Kim and Constantine.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was just Moon Age, as you know, by Duster. Next, we have Present Tense by Radiohead.
I picked this one because it's on a moon-shaped pool.
And then, and then we're going to do
such a good
Soft
album.
Sounds for Another Planet by Japanese Breakfast. Great song. Listening to it a lot recently.
Isn't there something moon-like on that album?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
That whole album is like space vibes.
Oh, yeah. Another planet, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't know. Do we have anything else to say so far?
Not right now.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah.
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 We're just going to get settled. Enjoy the Radiohead.
Yes.
And we're back.
So that was Soft Sounds from Another, or Present Tense, Soft Sounds from Another Planet, and The Moon by the Microphones. Bet you didn't see that coming in the song.
That song really caught me off guard.
Constantine said that like 20 times. He was like, you're not going to see this coming. Like, something crazy is going to happen. So,
well, the drummer just, he switches it up, you know, yeah, they have their whole thing going, and then,
you know,
the guy clicks his drumsticks 4 times, and then they totally switch it up.
Drummers
it's
are
pretty cool.
Crazy. Anyways, we have our harp jam on, and, okay, crazy thing happened, WMFO Radio, the Instagram, follow on Instagram, but anyways, they posted a video.
Posted notifications on.
They posted a video to advertise the big show this week with harp jam as the background music, which is crazy because, like, I guess people know the song, but, like, do they know it that, like, is I don't know. I was just so surprised to hear Harp Jam, and it's like I don't know. Maybe people are listening, and then they liked the song. And
I hope so. I'd like to think that's what happened.
Yeah.
So Harp Jam by Luna Lee in the background right now.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
For the uninitiated.
But yeah. So yeah. Next we have Star That You Are by the Pesos. I love this little band. They only have like 2 albums, I think. But their song Baby was like had a chokehold on me in like 8th grade. And the song is just really cute. I've been listening to it a lot recently. And it's about stars, I guess. But it's about stars being on the earth. Hmm. Like, you can't see the stars in the sky because they're on the ground, which is just, it's just so cute. Like, we're all little stars. So I think it's very precious. And then we have Us and Them by Pink Floyd.
I love that song. It's a good, I don't know. I like how it develops, and I like the saxophone. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite songs of theirs.
Yeah, and then Heart of Chambers by Beach House, which is a favorite of us both. Yeah, so let's get into it. Star That You Are by the Pesos.
Let's do it.
Moment.
That song ends abruptly, so we just, you know.
We fade it.
Hi, Mom. She's listening now.
Goes into the next one.
Okay, we have a little PSA to do for y'all. We know what you might be thinking. I have no plans for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. What could I possibly do? Well, you're in luck. You can see your favorite local Tufts fans live on stage at 51 Winthrop. Get ready to listen to the groovy tunes of Rowan Barton Sherman, Chowder, Systemic Flow, yas, huh? Yes. Plum Island, yas, and Toolbox, yas. This is a students-only event, so if you're a jumbo, feel free to stop by. don't spend your Friday night alone. Come to 51 Winthrop. Damn. They really think that we're like
I'm not
sad.
To say that.
Come to 51 Winthrop at 7:30 on Friday, March 3rd, and get ready to rock. Be there or be square. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Free From Radio. True. I know I'll be there. 7 to 11 p.m. They didn't even put the... Oh, yeah, they did. 7:30. I thought it started at 7. 7:30 to 11.
I'll be there.
I'll be there. I'm so excited. Hoping...
I'm excited, too. Who's Toolbox again?
It's it's Michelle.
Oh, that's Michelle.
Michelle Quinn. I forgot the singer's name.
Yeah.
They're great, though.
Remember them.
They're really good. They played at the Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
They were great.
Super excited for Systemic Flow. Shout out Systemic Flow.
Yes, shout out to Systemic Flow. Shout out Cole.
Cole was telling me they need a new name.
Yeah,
and we were like brainstorming for 20 minutes, and then he said, what if we just named our band Steve? And then we laughed at it for like 5 minutes because
it seems like they've been looking for a new name for like a while now, and they're always stay really late in the practice rooms. Soraya's the singer for Citric. I'm in Citric. We're not playing, but you know, whatever. Anyways, her shift is the time that Systemic Flow practices, and they always like go over the time, like go over closing really for like a while, and they're always like trying to figure out a name. So I feel like they're in too deep. Like they're not going to find something that's good because it's like they're so far in.
They should call it Steve. It would be so funny. Next up, we have Steve.
I mean, there's like, what? Like the,
and then like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Then everyone should, I don't know. And then it's like, oh, dang.
Systemic Flow makes sense, though. Like, that, like, makes sense for their vibe.
I kind of prefer it. Yeah, I guess so.
But I get why they want to change it. Like, it's a little, like...
Cole said it doesn't have a ring to it, which I get.
Yeah, yeah.
He said Kids With Cars had more of a ring to it, which I agree
with.
Yeah,
but it doesn't really make sense for their band, I don't think.
Yeah,
that
I agree.
Name. Okay, we're really getting into this.
I'm notoriously
we're band
bad
reviewers
with naming
at
things.
Tufts.
Not that I have much experience with it, but, like...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just, it's really hard. So, I get it. But hopefully they can come up with something. I don't know. I guess I'll try to brainstorm.
I guess we'll
everyone,
keep you updated.
Everyone put their brains together.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. Super excited for that. You know, follow all the Instagrams. There will be videos everywhere.
Speaking of, you guys should listen to Post Adolescence Glow.
Fridays at 12 p.m.
12 to 2.
Yeah, we host live bands, Tufts bands usually. This week we have Sunny Days, which never met them, never heard them, but I saw a video and they were great. I really liked their vibe. So I'm really excited. And then my coworker, Peter, is coming. He's a Berkeley grad. He's great, very Rex Orange County vibes. Like, he's really cool. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
It'll be a good show this week, I think. But yeah. We should keep going.
All right, yeah.
Definitely.
Get to the next one.
We have Heart of Chambers.
Oh my God, we're only there.
I know.
I thought we were farther.
I know. So, Sound and cool. Color. Yeah, we're going to be talking soon. So, yeah.
We're also like not even going to come close to getting through our set list, but whatever.
Okay.
We always talk more than we
plan. It's okay. It's fine.
It's good.
Okay.
Because we have a good time on here.
Heart of Chambers.
All right. We're going for it.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hello. We did not.
Oh, man.
You're not ready for that. We just were talking, and then we were like, oh, damn, this song is over. That was Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes. I found that song in a movie I just watched called Waves, A24 movie. It was very intense. I was expecting it to be like a cute little coming of age story with like Frank Ocean music and like a good soundtrack, you know?
Did it actually have Frank Ocean?
It did. That's... And it had Radio. It had Radiohead and Amy Winehouse.
Which song?
It had something from Glass Eyes or something.
Glass Eyes, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you had Glass Eyes because I remember someone saying that it was in a movie good. They watched.
It had a really great. Here, I'm gonna. Look.
I love Glass Eyes. Glass Eyes is like top tier Radiohead. Go listen to it. The strings at the beginning are crazy.
Yeah, Siegfried.
Oh my God.
How do you say that?
I say Siegfried. It's one of those things.
True Love Waits, that's what it is.
Oh.
And then they had Love is a Losing Game, which is one of my favorite Amy Winehouse songs. And then that song, and then they had Bluish by Animal Collective, Godspeed, like a SZA song, Pretty Little Birds, Focus.
Stacked.
Like Waves, Kanye West, like good
Waves
good
by
songs.
Who?
Kanye West.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't like him, but Kanye. Whatever.
I liked Kanye until everything happened, and now
I can't
support him at all.
Either.
I can't even come close.
Yeah. But anyways, it was a crazy movie. It was really intense. The guy, like, smacked his girlfriend, and she just died. It was crazy. Like, and he was, like, a wrestler. Like, it was a really crazy movie. But aesthetically, it was very, very beautiful. And I liked how the end, they, like, switched it to the story of, like, the little sister and, like, then she had, like, a beautiful story and it was really nice. Sorry, I just spoiled it, but it's kind of, like, whatever. I don't think anyone was planning on watching it, but you should watch it.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
A, how many people
you
are listening right now? And B, how many of those people are going to actually go watch the movie?
You watch it for free on YouTube. But, yeah, it was pretty intense. I really did not know what I was in for and it was kind of scary. But I did also watch Cocaine Bear the other day, which was great. Great movie. Very funny. Really enjoyed. Highly recommend Cocaine Bear.
Cool.
It's so stupid.
Maybe I'll watch it. I really don't watch movies.
You're not going to like it. I don't think you should watch it.
In Spanish recitation today, what movie or TV shows I enjoyed that I've been watching recently, and I said I don't watch any.
I don't think you'd like Cocaine Bear. Like, Cole loved it because, like, it's really stupid. It's about a bear that, like, is on cocaine. And, like...
I can get behind those movies sometimes. Like, my favorite type of art in general is the stuff that has, like, meaning behind it and that's, like, well thought out. But...
There's no meaning.
I know. I do enjoy the, like, knucklehead stuff.
It is pretty funny. It was pretty, like... It was pretty well thought out, though, how they did, like, all the deaths. It was pretty dramatic. It was great, though.
Someone tell me about that movie.
And you were rooting for the bear the whole time, too, which is crazy.
That's hilarious. I might go watch it.
You should.
I'm not even lying.
Yeah, do that with your girlfriend this weekend.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, let's go watch Cocaine Bear. Little, like, date. That's a great date. At Somerville Theater, like, very romantic.
What's the movie about the kids in California who feel like the most crazy party ever? And like,
oh my God, I love that movie.
Die or whatever.
Yeah, Project X.
Yeah.
That is a crazy movie. That is such a good movie.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie too. That's a good movie. Isn't it not on Netflix anymore?
It was on Netflix a year ago. I watched it a year ago with my... that's a long story. It's not worth telling. But I watched it a year ago.
Okay. Okay, Sail to the Moon by Radiohead next. Yeah. And then we have Neon Moon, Cigarettes After Sex. So good. Okay. Yeah. What do you want to say about Sail to the Moon?
Just that I like it. It's a good one.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, hopefully you like it too. It feels very like... I don't know. All of Hail to the Thief feels a bit industrial to me, and this song in particular feels like very, very like solitary, and I enjoy that about it. I also like the piano.
All right. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. See you in 4 minutes.
Thank you.
All right, that pretty much wraps it up for tonight.
Yeah. Yep. This is Moon Music, and this is Kim and
Constantine.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WFO
Medford.
Tufts Freeform
Radio.
Yay. We're tired. Next we have Neon Moon I know. Oh my god, my German homework today was crazy. It was so hard. We did like listen to people talking and it didn't make any sense.
Oh my god.
And I still haven't done it. Like
that always gets you.
I know. It was so hard. I was like, we don't learn anything in class and now we're doing this. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, our fade out song is Neon Moon by Cigarettes After Sex.
I like this song.
Yeah. Me too. I also like the song.
It's kind of unlike the other Cigarettes After Sex songs. Like, you know,
it's a cover, like, right?
I don't know.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. That sounds
why.
Like it would be. But like every Cigarettes After Sex song sounds exactly the same. And this one is like just slightly different.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it for that.
Okay, well, we should probably play
it. All right. Yeah. We're running out of time here.
Bye, guys. Right. See you next week.
See you next week. Stay tuned for Hour to Kill.
Yes.
The sun goes down on my side of town. The lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad tracks. Got a table for two. Way in the back where I sit alone and think of you. I spend most every night beneath the